My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of FedBiz 5. To follow up on our last episode, engaging with government buyers, we are diving into a critical step after making contact: mastering the proposal process for government contracts. Returning to the show is our trusted government contracting specialist, Frank Krebs. Frank, it's nice to have you back.
Thanks, Jesse. And after discussing how to engage with the government buyers, it's only natural that we tackle the next big challenge, the government proposal process.
So, why is mastering the proposal process so important for small businesses?
Well, Jesse, crafting a winning proposal is your chance to shine. It's where you communicate your value proposition and demonstrate your understanding of the buyer's needs and ultimately why you are the best choice for the contract.
Well, that sounds like a tall order. Where does one even begin with such a thing?
The first step, Jesse, is to understand the requirements. Every solicitation will detail exactly what the government is looking for. Now, finding this information is sometimes the most difficult. However, federal government contracts typically have sections L and M. In section L, this is where the government identifies how to prepare a response, what specifically is required with your submission, where to send your submission, and any page limitations or other special requirements that the agency will place on submissions. Section M typically provides you with the evaluation criteria and factors being utilized by the government during their evaluation of all proposals received. Misunderstanding or overlooking these can take you out of the running before you even start.
Well, that certainly sounds like those requirements are critical in such a situation. So that said, what are the next steps?
Well, next is tailoring your proposal. This isn't just saying about how good you are. No, it's mostly about aligning your company's strengths with the government's specific needs and showing them how you are able to solve their problem or need better than anyone else.
So tailoring your approach seems, seems pretty much like a smart move. Any tips on, making a proposal stand out?
Well, absolutely. Beyond just answering the solicitation, you need to bring innovation into your proposal. How does your solution offer either more value or efficiency? Basically, tell them why choosing your firm makes the most sense. Also, clarity and conciseness are your friends. Government reviewers have a lot of proposals to go through. Make yours easy to read, but a memorable one.
I couldn't agree more. I could see how, that would make a huge difference. How about the common pitfalls that you would want to avoid?
Well, one major pitfall is missing deadlines. It sounds simple, but the timing in government contracting is non-negotiable. Another is not providing clear evidence of past performance or capabilities. If you say you can do something, you must be able to prove it.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely want to prove that. Solid advice, Frank. So before we go, any final thoughts on the proposal process?
Well, my parting advice would be to review, revise, and repeat. A great proposal is not just written, but it's rewritten, sometimes many times. Also, getting an external individual to review your proposal can provide critical insights on items or areas that you might have missed.
That's incredibly insightful, Frank. We appreciate it. And thank you for walking us through the proposal process and how to master it.
Hey, always happy to share, Jesse. And here's to all the small businesses out there on crafting winning government proposals.
Excellent. Thank you again for coming on, Frank.
Hey, there you go. All good.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning into FedBiz 5. Remember, mastering the proposal process is key to turning opportunities into contracts in the federal marketplace. Until next time, keep pushing forward and stay informed. This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. visit them at fedbizaccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.